And good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and it is Monday, which means it is time for Monday with the Mayor. And we would like to welcome Mayor Melissa Johnson to WKAR. She is the mayor of Chelsea. And good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for making the drive. I know it was a little cloudy out there. I saw some wet pavement, but how was your drive?
It was wet.
Was it? Well, thank you for coming in. So, okay, so before we get into the nitty-gritty of all that is Chelsea, tell me a little bit about yourself. So you are a newly elected mayor.
I am a newly elected mayor. I was elected in November, and I've been serving as mayor for about 3 months. Prior to that, I served on Chelsea City Council, and prior to that, the Planning Commission.
Okay, so have you always wanted to be mayor?
No, I can't say that was on my list of things to do. I actually grew up in Chelsea. Both my husband and I did, and we moved away and then came back about 10 years ago. And when I came back, I asked how I could serve, help or contribute to my city.
So you were a native
Chelsean? Chelseaite, I guess.
And then you came back, and you know, it's so funny. Quite often I hear mayors say, no, I never wanted to be mayor, but here you sit.
That's right. I've never wanted to be mayor.
So newly elected. So how is that for you?
It's good. If you're going to be mayor of anywhere, I would pick Chelsea. It's been pretty good. We have a great community. And
what's the population?
About 5,000.
Okay. So population's 5,000 and you grew up there. So you must know, do you know everyone?
Chelsea's actually grown a lot since I grew up. So the service area is about 17,000 for our school district. So it has grown quite a bit. Where I used to know, could say I can knew just about everybody. I can't say that anymore. But I would say the majority of people, if I don't know them, somebody I know knows them.
Okay. So 6 degrees of separation.
That's right.
So tell me one thing. What's your favorite thing about Chelsea?
Well, one of my favorite things about Chelsea is the Chelsea Fair Parade.
And so your husband, is he in politics as well?
No, he's not.
Okay. That's all we'll say about that. So you mentioned the schools, mm-hmm. and we will get, like I said, we will get into the nitty-gritty mm-hmm. of Chelsea in the next break. But you grew up in Chelsea. What's the one thing that has changed?
The one thing that has changed, gosh, we have a lot of the same buildings. I think the loss of farmland in the city.
Okay. And yeah. You know what? Coming up in our next break, you can tell me if that's a good thing or a bad thing for Chelsea.
Sure.
And of course, Chelsea is known for Jiffy and is also known for the Purple Rose Theater Company. So I know Chelsea is definitely on the map. So thank you so much for being with us this rainy Monday morning. We are speaking to Mayor Melissa Johnson. She's the mayor, newly elected, of Chelsea. Mayor, we were just talking about Chelsea and that you're a native of Chelsea. And off the air, you had mentioned the schools rank pretty high for Chelsea.
The school district is certainly a draw for people to Chelsea. Recently, they were awarded or given a status of top 10 Chelsea High School by U.S. News and World Report.
So with that ranking, and I do have to ask you this in light of the recent school shooting, what does Chelsea do in your district? I imagine you do lockdowns and drills.
We do. The Chelsea School District and the Chelsea Police Department, along with Washtenaw County Sheriff, we all work together, and we do drills. We do trainings every year to ensure the safety of our children as much as we can.
And when something like this happens on a national level, you know, it's obviously it didn't take place in Michigan, but do you address it on a local level?
I think it's always a good opportunity to review and see what more we can do. I think the safety of our children is of utmost importance and that we as a city should do as much as we can. But I also think it's an opportunity for our state legislature and our Congress to review what they can do as well.
So you said you have a council meeting coming up?
Yep, we have another one tomorrow night.
Okay, so will you discuss anything as far as the schools go or lockdown drills in that council meeting, do you think?
It hasn't been on our agenda yet, but we always have an opportunity to add something onto the agenda. We usually set our agenda farther in advance for publication and notice to our constituents, but it's certainly an opportunity to be added, and it's probably something we can and should review.
Thank you. Thank you for addressing that. Let's talk about industry. I know that Chelsea is known for, of course, the Purple Rose Theater with Jeff Daniels, also Jiffy. But you said that there was some exciting news that was just announced recently.
There is. We recently were notified that St. Joseph Mercy Health System, which is the parent organization to St. Joe's Chelsea Hospital and Michigan Medicine, are in entering a joint venture and will be expanding the Chelsea Hospital to, and working collaboratively and adding another 133 beds. So this will greatly add to the services that are available to the Chelsea community area.
So when will that be done?
They've been preparing it for the past year and have been under discussions for the past year. In terms of, I have to say, I don't know the exact date that it will be completed. The announcement was just made that they've entered into the joint venture.
But 133 beds, that's pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting. Chelsea has, as you know, started off Chelsea Hospital with a small community hospital back in 1974. My dad was actually the CEO. So I'm actually pretty excited about this opportunity. There's been a long partnership between Michigan Hospital and St. Joe's. And to have this more formal process and allow those increased services really a tremendous asset for Chelsea.
Okay, so the industry on the hospital level, that's exciting news. And then what else is going on industry-wise in Chelsea?
Of course, we have Jiffy, which is certainly a national company. We recently had our small and large business awards that were awarded by the Chamber of Commerce, which included Hatch Stamping, which is another global manufacturing that's headquartered in Chelsea. They have 13 different locations and over 1,200 employees. They won the large business award. The small business award was Ballet Chelsea, which is a nonprofit organization that focuses on performance and dance training, and they have a unique program that's an inclusive program that they recently started and now serves over 150 people a week. So it's an adaptive dance program, so they really reach out to make sure and have the mindset that dance is for everyone's.
And that serves over 150?
For the adaptive program, and over 250 people, I'm sorry, excuse me, 350 people a week come over for the dance classes. So that's pretty substantial. Between the Purple Rose and all the wonderful music programs that we have at the high school and institutions such as Ballet Chelsea, we have a pretty strong cultural arts program in Chelsea.
Okay, so people hear Chelsea, and I know everyone says, oh, Jeff Daniels, so do you just see him walking around all the time, or is it?
Yeah, he just he's just another one of the citizens right. For a lot of times. So he just it's around when he's around.
Mm-hmm. So not a big deal.
No, I think everyone's treats him like a for who he is.
Right, right. So tell me, you had mentioned the Iron Bell Trail. So tell me more about this.
Sure. So the Iron Bell Trail is sort of Michigan's signature trail. It has both a hiking component and a biking component. And there are two trails that run sort of north-south up to the UP. And recently, Chelsea was notified that it would be on the designated route. So we're pretty excited about this. I think because Chelsea is a vibrant community with a lot of interesting things to do, from arts to restaurants. And then we have these wonderful natural recreation areas. Bias Waterloo with 25,000 acres is one of them. And at Waterloo recently, there was a DTE Energy Mountain Biking Trail that began last year. And that's attracted a lot of folks and a lot of interest as well. So we're pretty excited about that.
And then, you send us a few pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me what those pictures are.
Sure. So I was asked to send pictures of one of my favorite things about Chelsea. And one of my favorite things about Chelsea is the Chelsea Fair Parade, which is now in its 80th year. And I think it's a really great representation. It goes down Main Street. It's about 2 hours long. Anybody and everybody.
It's a long parade.
It's a long parade. Anybody and everybody can be in this parade. We have the equestrian team. We have wagon pulls. We have tractors. We have the demolition derby cars. We have politicians. We have the fire truck. We have Jiffy. Everybody is out there. And the entire streets from Main Street all the way down to the fairgrounds, which is several blocks, are just packed with people. And it's a really fun event. The whole community is out there. And it's really just sort of a celebration of a lot of hard work that people put on the farm, but also of the year. So,
and that's in August?
That's in August.
Okay, and those pictures are posted on our WKR News Facebook page. And so tell me one thing as mayor of Chelsea that you would like to see improve?
I think one of the things that we're working on currently is improving and increasing our parkland. As we've had growth, we always want to make sure that we maintain our green space because that's something special about the area. And I think we all recognize the value to having green space, trails, and parks to go and visit.
So how do you foresee doing that?
Sure. So one of the ways we are doing it, we've created a couple of new parks. We just opened up on a dog park this last fall, so we're pretty excited about that. And then we're also looking at creation of a linear park. So those are just two of the exciting things that we're working on.
Okay, thank you so much. So Chelsea actually has a lot going on.
It has a lot going on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know you said it was a rainy drive making your way here, so we appreciate it. Again, we've been speaking with Chelsea Mayor Melissa Johnson, and Chelsea, known for Jiffy and the Purple Rose Theater, but known for so much more. And the Fair Parade takes place in August, so if you have 2 hours, make sure you head there. I'm Brooke Allen, and you are listening to WKAR, your NPR station.